Please open your mouth and pray one more time. Rakata bakata bai. Lemene katosi katai. In this new year, you are not missing out on what God has programmed for you. Ikabaranda katabahai. Izo prokoto zila manatai. We push it, we enforce it in the realm of the spirit. We secure our borders like a bakatabakatai. Our borders are secured. No shame, no disgrace, no pitfall, no downfall, no error, no mistake. We will not forfeit. We will not go down. We will not die. We will not be mad. Our families, our borders are secured. Our children are secured. Our marriages are secured. Our businesses are secured. It says Jeremiah 29:9. For I know the plans. Oh, do you know the plans of God? I say it again. Do you know the plans that God has for you? These plans are good plans. These plans are good plans. He said, I declare there are plans to prosper you. There are not plans to harm you. There are good plans, and it is to prosper you. It's to give you a hope and a future. Anything less than this in 2025, don't settle for it. Somebody did not hear me. Anything less than this, do not agree to it. God beat his chest and say, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Any harm that comes, any error, any pitfall, any disgrace, any setback, that's not God's plan. So you're not supposed to take it. I am showing you how to be a great woman. This greatness that God says he has for us, yes? We will take it by fire, by force. We will push in all our effort. We will stand in agreement with the word of God. I agree with the plans of God. This plan he says he has for me, I agree with the plans of God. I believe in these plans of God. I war with these plans of God until I see it in my hands. I will not stop. Any harm, any disaster, any backwardness, any setback, I won't take it. For God's plan, according to his word, is to prosper me. Is to give to me a hope and a future. He says the righteous hope will be gladdened. The hope of the righteous will be gladdened. Proverbs 10:22. The hope of the righteous will be gladdened. He said, but for the wicked, it will be disaster, calamity, but not for the righteous. The expectation of the righteous in 2025, you and I, it will not be cut short. Your hope will not be deferred in the name of Jesus. Unrelenting setback will not be your portion. Unrelenting disappointment will not be your portion. For God will satisfy us. For God will give us sudden good breaks. For God will give to us fruitful harvest. For God will give to us engaging blessing, mouth-watering blessing, overflowing blessing, abundant blessing. He's not a man that he will lie. Open your mouth and begin to decree and declare, my 2025 is prosperous. According to the word of the Lord, I stand and I decree. It is a plan of good for me. It is a year of good. It is a plan to lift me. I decree and I declare, let the plans of God for my life come to pass. Let the plan of God for my life come to pass. A prosperous life he has planned for me. A beautiful life he has planned for me. A healthy life he has planned for me. A fruitful life he has planned for me. A glorious life he has planned for me. An abundant life he has given to me. This is the plan. I enter the plan. I enter the plan. I rejoice in this plan. I become all he says place in the name of Jesus. Labareketekete librando koporaskata lemenekatozi labranda bagada bagadaba. My eyes will not cry bitter tears in this year 2025. I will not run helter skelter in this year 2025. I will not bury my children. I will not bury my loved one. I will not be a widow. I will not be a widow. Ikabalanda katai rabande ketekete. Calamity is far from me. My head do not carry evil load. Rakata bakata. My money will not disappear. Rande kete kete. Ikoto palantaba. Akala brankata. My businesses will not sink. They will not come to a halt. They will not come to utter ruins. In the name of Jesus. Labrando kotobaha. I will not be chased out of my house. Rembe kete kete kai. Ekabalai. Confusion. Discord. Disunity. It's far from my home. It is far from my marriage. I decree and I declare sweetness in the name of Jesus. Wisdom, understanding. The presence of the Lord goes with me everywhere I go. Excellent result. It is my portion. Excellent result. It is our portion. The struggle of yesteryears, we say no to them. Anyone struggling on this platform, I decree and I declare, let struggle cease now. Let struggles end now. In 2025, you will not struggle in life. You will not struggle to succeed. You will not struggle to finish. You will not struggle to marry. You will not struggle to become a woman of substance. You will not struggle to eat. Yes, Lord. You will not struggle to do anything of worth. In the name of Jesus, I say your hands will no longer struggle. Life will not be hard for you. Life will not be difficult for you. Let the hard places of life now hear the word of the Lord and begin to give you rain and begin to give you water and begin to give you fruit. I command the rocks to split now and bring out water and give you honey in the name of Jesus. Rakata bakata, by the power in the name of Jesus, let every rock, let every dry place, every dry ground of your life now receive the supernatural touch of God. Your business, I jack it up. Rakata balata, I switch businesses. I give you profits. I send you customers. I show you favor. Say as the Lord. In your workplace, receive double promotion. Receive appointment. Receive business deal. I decree it. I declare it. You are a woman of substance. A woman of greatness. Let this great God show you great things. Show you big things. Show you greatness. Transform your life in the name of Jesus. January. Hear us. This is our first fruit of the year in prayer. This is our first fruit of the year in fasting. We decree the rest of the year, rest of the month of the year is blessed. Rest of the year, rest of the month is bringing us fruit and result. Ekalakata, ekayakata, ekalakata. We will not be tired. We will not go down. We will not be tired. We will not go down. We will not be tired. We will not go down. Eketekaya. In Jesus' name we are praying. The Bible says that when men slept, while men slept, the devil came to sow ties. May we not sleep our way our destiny in 2025. May we not sleep away our destiny, our greatness, our next level, our becoming stars in 2025. May you not become slumber. May you not slumber. May you not sleep. May you not be careless. May you not be weak. May you not be an I don't care procrastinator. I reject it for each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Anything to make you a great woman. The effort you need. The discipline you need. The courage you need. the boldness you need. I say receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive the strength you need. Receive the insight you need. Receive the wisdom you need. Receive the fire you need. Receive the joy you need. Everything for your greatness. Everything for your lifting. Everything for your rising. I decree now. I declare now. Take it by fire. Take it by force. Take it by fire. Take it by force. Take it by fire. Don't be a weak woman. Don't be a lazy woman. Don't be a bad woman. Don't be an irritable woman. Don't be a woman with less character. I decree and I declare, let virtues flow. Let virtues flow. Anywhere you lack, let virtues enter. Any place you are lacking, let virtues enter. You will not use your hand to bring yourself error. You will not use your hand to destroy your destiny. I decree and I declare, let the hand of the Lord guide you. Let the voice of God guide you. Let the wisdom of God take over you. In the name of Jesus, I decree now, in your place of work, in your place of assignment, in your circle you are, be distinguished amongst other women. Begin to shine. Carry the mark of greatness. Let men begin to say, what has come over you? How come you are different? You speak different. You behave different. You are thinking different. Your results are different. You will say, I have been lifted above. I reign from above. I behave as my God. Things have shifted. I know who I am. I know the plans of God for my life. I know what He has said to me. I refuse to look like everybody. I speak over you. You will not look like others. You will not look like everybody. Take a distinct look. Now, break out in your sector. Now, break out in your place of assignment. Now, break out from amongst your family. Now, break out. Become a sign. Become a wonder. Become a sign. Become a wonder to others, a wonder to others. I speak to your mind. I speak to your spirit. I speak to your soul. Eka namakata, eka batataya, eka manakata, eka banakata, eka manakata, eka banakata, lebrokoto. I expel fear. Fear, get out now. Every form of low self-esteem, check out now. Every form of depression, I crush you. In the name of Jesus, lying voices of darkness, I bind you of the might of women. Yeah, now, ekabala, ekotopalata, anything speaking against your rising from your father's place, from your mother's place, from where you were married to, ekalakata, negative association, they break their hold, they lose their grip, ekaparanda, arise and become all God has planned for you. Arise now. And become all God has destined for you. I call you out. I call you out. I call you out. Come into greatness. Arise. He says, for I know the plan I have for you. I decree it. They are the plans to prosper you. They are plans not to harm you. There are good plans God has set for you. Nothing less will be your portion. Nothing less will be your result. Open your mouth and agree with the plans of God. Open your mouth and collect the plans of God. Open your mouth and accept it. Ekabalakata. I am great in all the earth. Rakatopekata. I am great in my circle. Amenakatobeha. Abokotosilaha. Rakatakata. They say women in my house, they don't do more than this. This is their circle. But I am a new breed. I am of a different order. I have been wired but a different way. I carry the life of God. I am a trailblazer. I am not a conformist. I break out to my potential. I break into my God-given nature. Now, women of greatness, arise and shine. Now, women of greatness, arise and shine. Now, women of greatness, arise and shine. You are not too old to shine. You are not too old to arise. You are not too old to shine. Who says your education will stop you? Who says marriage will stop you? Who says your background will stop you? I command it. I decree it. I announce it. I proclaim it. I decide it in accordance with the word of the Lord.
Arise now and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, oh, and shine. Arise in Bauchi. Arise in Lagos. Arise in Mina. Arise in the US. Arise in Indonesia. Arise now in Asia. Arise now in America. Arise now in Africa. Arise now in Europe. I say, arise and shine. Women of greatness, arise and shine, for your light has come. Take over sectors. Take over businesses. Take over sectors. Take over businesses. I put you into the government. You will not be a missing number, an irrelevant person. Your mindset must change. Your mindset must change. Greatness is your portion. Don't settle for less. Oh, Father, we thank you. For I know the plans I have for you. Do you know the plans? I say again. Do you know the plans God has for you? Do you believe in the plans God has for you? Have you agreed with the plans God has for you? Have you embraced the plans God has for you? Are you walking with the plans God has for you? Oh my God. Are you walking with it? Are you in it right now? In case you have set the plans God has for you aside and you have picked up the plans of your background, the plans another man has set for you, the plans your small mind has set for you, you have allowed fear to set for you another small plan. I say now, set those ones down. They cannot be like the plans God has for you. The plans God has for you, the Bible says to us, there are plans to prosper you. You want to see prosperity in 2025? Embrace the plans of God. You want to see greatness? Embrace the plan. It may not seem conventional. It may not be easy. It may not be with so much as all you need. But when God's plans come, when he says he has a plan for you, he will show you that his backing is there. He will show you his hands are not short to reach. He will show you what it means to accompany a person that he says he's promoting. The plans of God. 2025 will be the realization of many plans. In the name of Jesus. It will be the year of realizations of many, many plans. May it break out in your life. May it break out for you. May you be part of the testifiers. The plans of God for me has prospered me. It has given me a hope and a future. What an excellent life I live now. What a glorious life I live. That will be your testimony. I am great. Ah, I am great. So shall it be for you in this year 2025, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be for you in this year 2025, in the name of Jesus. I decree now, let any other plan, trying to fight the plan of God for your life, I pull them down in the name of Jesus. The plan of calamity, I pull it down. The plan of death, I pull it down. The plan of suicide, of madness, of sickness, of time, I pull it down. Every turmoil, I pull it down. Plans of backwardness, I pull it down. In the name of Jesus, any other plan anyone has for you, any other plan the enemy has for you, it can never be the plan of God. We pull it down now in the name of Jesus. We scatter it from its roots. It will never bear fruit. It will never take over your life. In the name of Jesus, we stand in agreement today, oh God, that the plans of darkness will not stand. The plans of darkness will not stand. The plans of darkness will not stand. Negative plans will not stand. Negative plans will not stand. In the hearts, visible and invisible, demonic plans, they will not stand. In the name of Jesus, as for you and your household, as for you and your household, household. As for you and your household, I decree, I declare, let the blessing of the Lord overtake you now in Jesus' name. Let the grace of God overtake you now in Jesus' name. Let the fire of the Lord follow you around, round about you now in Jesus' name. Go and succeed. The way has been cleared. Go and gain speed now in the name of Jesus. Insight comes to your mind. Deep things you receive in the name of Jesus. No more confusion. No more confusion. No more fear. No more fear. No more fear. Everything that is working against you, it now bows as you speed up into your greatness. As you arise and speed up. As you arise and run. As you arise and soar into your greatness. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. You are lifted. You are a testifier. You are winning. You are a winner. In the name of Jesus, I pronounce you great. I pronounce you blessed. I pronounce you favored. In the name of Jesus, let transformation come. Anyone covered with any demonic blanket that makes you invisible to help us. Now, in the name of Jesus, let the blanket be torn aside. Let it be torn to pieces and burned to ashes. You become visible. You become visible. Your helpers remember you. Your helpers call you now. Your helpers help you. In the name of Jesus, it will not be as they say. No, 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 no. Begin to harvest your blessings now to the end of the year. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Open your mouth and begin to appreciate the Lord right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him if you know what He has done. Begin to thank Him if fire and courage and joy has entered into you. Begin to thank Him for miracle signs and wonder. Begin to thank Him for the mighty mercy He's showing to you and your household. Begin to thank Him for divine turnarounds. Oh, yes, Akabala Dabai. Begin to give Him praise that you are exempted. Begin to thank Him for the spirit of excellence. Oh my God, I give you glory, we give you praise. What kind of mercy have you shown unto us on this platform? What kind of love have you lavished on us? Who are we, oh God, that you are mindful of us? Lord, let your hand of mercy rest. Let your glory continue to rest. Let your rain continue to pour on us. We give you praise. We are grateful, oh Lord. We return praise to you, merciful God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah to the Lord! Thank you, Jesus! Mighty God, we shout the praise of thanksgiving to you. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name we've worshipped. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining in today. This Friday prayer, like I said, is just to enforce and continue to enforce the word of God over our greatness. Remember, this year is the year of greatness. We are enforcing it. We are not leaving any stone unturned. We are not leaving our lives to chance. We are not allowing the enemy to come and sow ties. If we need to increase fire, we are increasing the fire. For the amount of what God is saying, the level of what God is saying, the dimension of this greatness, we need to gather more grace, more strength, more wisdom, more strategy. And that's what God will enable us to do via this Friday prayers by His mercy. Thank you so much for joining in. The Lord keep you and your household and your business. Thank you very much. Have a fruitful and a beautiful